Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
I am Sean Guasamacchia with your news update. Men's college basketball championship. University of Virginia beats Texas Tech in overtime, 85-77. It's the Cavaliers' first NCAA men's basketball championship. Tony Bennett, after the game, was asked if this erases the memory of losing to a 16 seed last season.
Redemption!
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you have scars, right? You have a scar, and it reminds you of that. But, you know, it's a memory, and I does it go away completely? No, I wish that went to happen in some ways. Now I say, well, if it bought us a ticket here, so be it.
There you go, guys. Do you like that response from Tony?
The right response.
I mean, what else is he going to say when he was asked the question? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's being asked to tie the two together. He says he does, and listen.
Wasn't dramatic about it. He wasn't giving us this whole, oh, you guys don't know what it was like. Oh, my God. It was brutal. What a tragic. Like, stop.
He's like, listen, if it got us here in the all, like, all's well that ends well, and I agree
with him.
What
about the freshmen who weren't part of the team last year? Where is there? Is there redemption in there for them to, like, stop it, please?
Or the seniors that aren't there anymore, you know?
Ridiculous.
That is a storyline, though, that people have been talking about. After
people are idiots.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. People are idiots.
Manufacture whatever they want as narratives and storylines.
Before
you'll believe it, because it's on the internet.
Guys, did you see the story in the NBA? Utah Jazz guard Kyle Korver, in a first-person piece published on the Players Tribune, talked about race relations in America and he thought about his position as a white man playing in the NBA. Just a few quotes from it. Here's one. There's an elephant in the room that I've been thinking about a lot over these last few weeks. This is Kyle Korver speaking. It's the fact that demographically, if we're being honest, I have more in common with the fans in the crowd at your average NBA game than I have with the players on the court. He went on to mention his privilege on multiple occasions and talked about being white man and thinks it's up to him to engage.
This is something he realized in the last couple of weeks?
I guess because of the Russell Westbrook incident.
I'm saying, like, he didn't know this already? He didn't know this being a white man in the NBA? He didn't know this when he was 13 years old going to the playgrounds and being the only white kid who finally got respect? He didn't realize this when he was in college? Like, 2 weeks ago this dawned on him?
It was a very, you know, and I would encourage people to actually read it because it was a very well-written, well-thought-out piece that he put together that was included in here. And a lot of what he brings up there, the average fan is probably not thinking about or probably doesn't realize what's really going on behind the scenes in the NBA. And there's nothing we can say that is going to do it any justice. It's better off that you guys go there and read the piece yourself, because it is very well done and very well said. So I would encourage people to go. I would encourage people to go read it for yourselves, because nothing we can say is going to do it any justice. He did a really good job on it.
Joe, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, yes, I mean, I'm sure he did do a good job on it, right? But, like, I'm just saying, of course these things are there. These things have been at play for a while, whatever those whatever those dynamics are. Like, it's not like it's news, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that he put it out there, and if it's well-written, all the better, you know what I mean? But it's just like, it's not a surprise to me, let's just say that.
Yeah, well, I can assure you it's a surprise to a lot of people once they read this article, because there's some things in here that I can promise you people are not going, oh, yeah, I knew that. You don't know that. You don't realize just how bad it is behind the scenes and some of his situations. Again, very well done. I mean, I would encourage people, go and check it out, because it's well worth the read.
Moving on, this is interesting. The NFL, I don't know if you guys saw this, former England rugby union player Christian Wade has signed a deal with the Buffalo Bills. Wade quit English Premiership rugby side Wasps in October to join the NFL Pathway Program. Well, I didn't even realize they had such a program.
Yeah.
In Florida, he was clocked at one of these camps at a 4.53 40-yard dash. He's 27. Yeah, so he's 27 and
the 49ers a couple of years ago signed, like, who was supposed to be the best, you know, rugby player, like, of all time out of, like, New Zealand or something like that. And the guy never saw the field. You know what I mean? So it's nice that we're trying to give opportunity, you know, the NFL becoming a global game. Maybe it'll work, but, you know, let's get him in camp and see what the kid can do.
Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting. Moving on to baseball, Chris Davis, we talked about it. 0 for 49 now. He went 0 for 5 last night. He has set the Major League record for the longest hitless streak by a position player. Hopefully that comes to an end soon. Hopefully he bunts and we don't have to talk about this anymore. But he's making news for all the wrong reasons. That is Chris Davis. Other scores in Major League Baseball yesterday, just wrapping up here. Yankees blow a 3-1 lead, lose to the Astros. Jose Altuve with a home run in that one, 4-3. Cubs destroy the Pirates 10-0. John Lester left with a hamstring injury after 2 innings. Those are just some of your scores. That is your news for this hour, guys.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, final hour here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll dive into some of the matchups here today, not only in Major League Baseball, but of course the NBA, as we get ready to embark on the playoffs, the NBA playoffs. A couple of things need to be decided. Big game here in South Florida, as Miami is going to be hosting Philadelphia. The Sixers coming to town. Charlotte also on the road to Cleveland. So there are some jockeying still. Everyone seems to be just one game away with 2 games left to go in order to be able to wrap up that number 8 seed in the NBA. So some interesting matchups, backs against the wall. And there are some other games, though, on the card, which mean absolutely nothing to anybody. And right, it'll be very hard. It's a very hard night to look at and handicap and go, yeah, know where they're coming from here, because outside of the few that actually mean something, it's it's tough here. Baseball, however, definitely some interesting games across the slate here tonight. We did once again learn that Mike Trout last night is the best player in baseball. Guys, it's not even remotely close, as he robs Christian Yelich, the defending MVP, National League MVP there, robs him of a home run again last night, gets a couple of hits. And, man, if this guy can just stay healthy for 150 games a year over the next, if there's ever been a guy that's worth $400 million in any sport, there is. If you can put a team around Mike Trout, man, it would be so much fun watching him in October. The guy is just a guy is just amazing to watch. And I don't think I kind of equate it to what it was like watching Barry Bonds back in his heyday there, where it was kind of must-watch television without the hype. Right. Like, I think if more people knew just how good Mike Trout, like, people go, oh, yeah, Mike Trout, he's good. But, like, I don't think people really understand. We're not as nearly as enamored like we were back in the steroid heyday with Bonds and McGuire. But if people actually paid attention and he played for the Yankees or for the Red Sox or for the Dodgers even, more people would be must-see TV to watch Mike Trout each and every game. The guy is un-friggin' believable, man. He's one of the best baseball players, not only of a generation, we're talking ever, people.
Joe, you know, however much more money he makes than the second highest paid baseball player, the gap in ability is dwarfed by that. You know, he's almost on the cheap at $400 million.
Good point. Yep, good point. More coming up here.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400. It's the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Roto Experts.
George, I want you to think back to 2013, 2014. The guy I'm going to mention next was considered one of the better pitchers in the league. Jordan Zimmermann, man, remember 2013, 19 wins.
We assume wins are going to be tough to come by, which they have been this year for him. He doesn't have been. Even though he's pitched so well, Tigers haven't scored for him.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, final hour here as we help you make it rain. Moving on now that we have a national champion, Virginia Cavaliers, hats off. And if you're just joining us, welcome in Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll talk a little NFL here as a couple of the storylines starting to emerge from especially Aaron Rodgers. We finally got to hear from him regarding all of that. Reported dysfunction going on in the Green Bay organization, but we finally got to hear something from him. But we do have a full slate of Major League Baseball games here, some NBA games, and there was an interesting report that just came out. We're 2 weeks into the season, so a couple of things are starting to showcase themselves. And one of those things is that the long ball is back, people. And it took a year off, but it is back, and it is back in a big way. And I say this because there was an article written this week regarding the not only the analytics, but the aerodynamics of the baseballs being used this year compared to last year compared to 2017. Now, some of you may not know, but back in 2017, there was actually a lot of studies done, and a lot of people took some of the baseballs back in 2017, and they were constructed a wee bit differently than in years past. And what we saw, of course, in 2017 was record amounts of home runs. And once it was pointed out, it was very interesting. Last year, all of a sudden, they were constructed back a little bit to what we were used to know. So they kind of took it away. We still got some home runs, but we didn't get anywhere near the pace or the amount that we had in 2017. Well, currently right now, through this point in the season, guys, we are looking at unbelievable numbers. It looks like they went back to a different construction of the baseball, and you've got scientists, you've got analytics guys looking at this, comparing these baseballs, comparing the numbers, and they're really, it's not as if they all of a sudden took a year off from hitting home runs. Like, the same guys, same pitchers, same situation, only we are seeing overs in the betting market hit like we haven't seen before. We're getting guys like Max Scherzer who are in games that are scoring over 10 runs. Like, there really is no rhyme or reason, and we've been saying this for years, but there is some science behind it, and certainly now the analytics are pointing to, yeah, it looks like the baseballs are back to being constructed the way they were in 2017. So not that you should go out and bet every over, but keep in mind what we are on pace for so far this year mirrors what we did in a record-breaking year back in 2017. The ball is not necessarily juiced. It's just constructed a little aerodynamically, a little bit different again this year, and the numbers are starting to prove that, Dane.
Yep, I buy that. And if you want to get real conspiracy theory with it, Joe, did you know also in that year that Rawlings, who makes Major League Baseball itself, shifted their manufacturing to over to Costa Rica? They changed where the ball was being made, laid people off. There's other stuff if you dig a little bit deeper into that one. Here's what I'll also say, Joe. You know, I talk about three true outcomes all the time. And for those of you who do not know, the three true outcomes are what takes the defense out of it, just pitcher and hitter, right? So they are home run, walk, and strikeout. And you talk about home runs being up, Joe, but strikeouts are also incredibly up. They are up to 23% of all at-bats are now end in strikeout. That's up from like only 17% in 2008. Major League Baseball has set a new record of strikeout rate each of the last 12 years in a row, and that trend isn't stopping at all either. So you're going to continue to see home runs, strikeouts, and walks, and it makes sense with the preponderance of high-velocity guys, the specialization of bullpens that are going out there. It is a harder and harder thing to string together a two-out rally these days, Joe, from what you and I used to see. Okay, so yeah, runs may still be scored, but it'll be all via the home run. The Yankees over in Camden Yards one game over the weekend scored 8 runs, all of them via the home run. So home runs and strikeouts, both skyrocketing.
If you are somebody that has kind of grown accustomed to, and I got an echo in my ear here, guys, so if you can shut it down in the back, it would be great. If you are somebody that has gone ahead and bet unders, like you, last year, you looked at the unders a lot, and you like cashing them, or maybe, you know, first five props, those kinds of things, and would there, and this is a, you know, Gabe Morency will attest to this, he was a big no run in the first inning kind of guy. He made a lot of money last year betting that. You may want to reevaluate the way you are looking at games. Again, not saying you should bet every over, but keep in mind that the numbers that we are seeing right now, because there's always going to be, you know, there's going to be pitching staffs that suck. You know, there's going to be guys that aren't living up to the hype and to the expectations. There's always going to be that, but what we are seeing right now, the math, the analytics, which is driving this sport, the analytics are telling a very different story thus far. Even a couple of games into it, it doesn't make a difference. The numbers aren't lying. And if you are one of these guys that thinks we're going to go more and more innings without scoring runs, yeah, the strikeups are going to go out, but the chance of runs being scored and kind of messing up those bets is also, be very aware of what's going on. Be aware of the weather. Be aware of the ballparks. Be aware of who the umpires are. All of these things collectively, given what we think the ball is right now, yeah, that's going to be a lot of runs scored, and you could be on the losing end of a proposition if you're betting unders because everything's telling you that, but you're not taking into consideration certainly weather, certainly ballparks, umpires, and oh, yeah, you know, what's the home run ratio of certain teams now in certain situations because the numbers are going – it's scary. I mean, you got what? How many home runs in a Yankee-Oriole game? 18 runs? What'd they get? Seven home runs in one game?
And the day before that, when they scored eight, it was all via the home run, Gleyber Torres and Gary Sanchez. But Joe, I really want to make a point. It's broader than that. It's these three true outcomes because home runs are going up, strikeouts are going up. You know, people are just not making contact anymore. They're worrying about only barreling it up, only the launch angle. It's an all or nothing kind of sport these days, right? It's like home run derby. The percentage is also of home run to fly ball ratio has skyrocketed as well in the last couple of years, okay? So the death really is of the rally to manufacture runs. You're either hitting them out or you're not scoring at all.
Yeah, and your betting has to change because whether you strike out or not, there is a good chance that, especially if you have pitchers that are known to go ahead and fork over the home run. And they could be great strikeout pitchers, but if they are known to give up the long ball, it only takes one, and then all of a sudden, while you're sitting on the under at 7.5, or your first five guy, all of a sudden now you're screwed. You might have 10 strikeouts, but you know what? They're down 4-0 in a game, and you're going, what the hell just happened here? Well, what happened is you better start knowing who the pitchers are who are prone to give up the home runs, and in all likelihood, they're guys that are going to be hard throwers. They're guys that are going to probably, they give up a, you know, they strike out a lot of dudes too. But from a betting perspective, you've got to dig a little bit deeper now into what it is that you're looking at with these starting pitchers and these lineups, and especially the weather and the ballparks, because what we're seeing so far is that that ball, yeah, there are going to be some strikeouts, guys, which for fantasy purposes is wonderful, but from a betting perspective, it'll kill you in the first five and four total runs scored. So be very careful doing that moving forward.
Yeah, and also what I'd also say is from the fantasy perspective, Joe, you got, you know, you're going to have these guys that, you know, the Chris Davis of the world, Chris with the K out there in Oakland, you know, the guy's going to hit 240, but with 35, 40 home runs, you know, more people. And so if you have a category of batting average, that's harder to come by these days. You know, you have all these guys that are such a drain on the batting average, the Joey Gallo types of the world. So, you know, more home runs are less of a commodity because people are hitting them, but no one's even hitting 290 anymore. Okay, right. So yes, the game is evolving, Joe, and we got to get ahead of it. That's why you listen to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, because weaker hitting teams, keep in mind, weaker hitting teams are, they're not going to benefit as much as teams that are stacked, Seattle, Milwaukee, guys that you've got six or seven dudes in that lineup that can jack 15 to 30 home runs a year.
That's right.
Those teams are going to be a hell of a lot better to bet on moving forward through the years, especially for totals, than some of these weaker hitting teams. So just keep
that
in mind.
You don't have power. How are you stringing it together on a guy like Jacob DeGrom?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's home run or nothing against a guy like DeGrom.
The data is available. Just make sure you guys are using it. We'll talk about some of these games coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Here we go on a Tuesday. Welcome back as we make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Want to thank you guys very much for hanging out with us. Also want to remind you, coming up morning after, Gabe Morenci and I will take you straight up through noon as we get you prepared for what is going to be a crazy night in the NBA and Major League Baseball. It's a crazy week altogether. UFC, I mean, Masters, there's so much going on. NHL yeah. Playoffs. A lot happening, and you guys have it right by hanging out with us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And tonight in some of these baseball games, as we look, and we just told you about the ball being juiced, and there's no doubt, Dan. I mean, the numbers don't lie. There's a lot of things that do lie, but the numbers don't lie. And, you know, you had even mentioned that 2017, there were some questions about maybe the ball being constructed a little differently. And then, you know, you brought up some of the conspiracy theories, which aren't right. really conspiracy theories because it's actually happening. Like Rawlings is the official maker of the baseballs. And you were telling me what they actually moved the operation
moved
to Costa Rica
to like Costa Rica. Yeah. And let's put it this way. OK, remember, I'm about to spit a conspiracy theory. OK, Joe, I'm going to put that disclaimer out there right now. Right. But remember, chicks dig the long ball, right? And let's put it this way. Let's say you're a worker in Costa Rica in the Rawlings plant, and you want to keep your job. And one factory sees, like, oh, the balls that are coming out of here are getting hit more home runs. And you know, fans like that. Rawlings then went and doubled down on that plant. So how you think, you know, if you're working, you're going to be like, oh, you're positively reinforced that this is the right way to make the baseballs. I just sent you something, Joe. The website 538. Came out with an interesting piece. This was about, you know, like when there was a big spike in home runs right after the All-Star break in 2017, I believe. And that coincides where one, I think it was like Guatemala at first where they were making it, they had a workers' strike. So they had to move the factory to another one in Costa Rica. And there were noticeable differences about the actual construction of the baseball. They went into labs and like dropped them down, you know, from the same height and stuff. One had more bounce, that sort of thing. It's a real deal. I sent you the website to read the conspiracy theory, Joe. We could talk about it a little bit more. But, yeah, chicks dig the long ball. We like offense. So there's no surprise. It's not only launch angle, Joe, you know?
Yeah, truth to that. The The bottom line is the numbers don't lie, and you've got enough analytical data right now. And since baseball is all about analytics, you don't. It's not that hard to go from point A to point B and realize what's happening right now. And what's happening is these guys aren't bigger, faster, stronger than they were last year. It's just that we got the same data from 2017 when, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there is definitely a trend right now in baseball from a betting perspective that you guys need to be aware of, because I know a lot of guys last year made a lot of money betting unders and banking on that ball not flying out nearly as much as it did in 2017. That is just not the case this year. So you have to approach these games with a little bit different mindset. If in the long run, 162 games here, guys, there's a lot of ways to make money. There's a lot of ways to lose your ass. So it's the best part about baseball is the fact that you have so many opportunities to pick and choose when and where to bet. It's not like you got one game a week.
Right.
Or you got a couple of games here, you know, two games. You have 162 games. You got baseball 7 days a week. You can pick and choose the games that you bet on and bet on wisely. So, you know, if we're looking for, you know, home run teams and power hitting teams and we're looking for overs, everything correlates to each other. Just don't go, I got to bet because I got to bet. There's plenty of opportunities to make money. There's plenty of opportunities to lose your ass in the Major League Baseball season too. So tread wisely, but the data is available to you. That's the most important part. And speaking of data, they just did, I came across this too, they just did a study out of Boston University, and they studied the results of 4 million pitches from the past 11 seasons, and they were doing it to figure out how many umpires, Major League Baseball umpires, how many incorrect calls did they make, how many botched calls, how many games were affected. They've done this really elaborate study, and for instance, last year, umpires made close to 35,000 incorrect ball and strike calls. So that averages, because we always hear this, right? Like, oh, my God, it's a ball. He blows it. On average, there's 14 per game, 1.6 per inning. Last year, that balls were either called strikes or strikes were called balls, 14 a game. Now, when you think about a nine-inning game, 14 pitches, that's actually not a bad number.
That's less than one in every half inning.
Yeah, especially when we're talking about subjective calls. Umpires also, they found, are absolutely influenced by the count, particularly when there is already two strikes. In those cases, umpires were twice as likely to call a ball a strike in those cases. And again, this is over 11 years. They also found that balls are mistakenly called strikes about 29% of the time when there are two strikes, compared to just 15% of the time when there's only one strike or no strike. So umpires are definitely aware of the situations, aware of the counts, and all of a sudden that strike zone is going to grow a little bit bigger when you got two strikes on you, and maybe it's going to shrink a little bit when there's no strikes on you. And I think hitters know this altogether. They also found the most interesting thing to me was that when they compared the numbers in 2008, the bad call rate was around 17%. They've gotten it down to last year to under 9%. So what that tells me is, as much as we bitch and moan about how these umpires are terrible in Major League Baseball, it is the hardest of all of them, given the fact of how subjective it is. But Major League Baseball has done a pretty good job since 2008 to 2018 correcting those BS balls and strike calls that we all yell and scream. So when you look at the numbers in 2008, I mean, they've cut it down now, you know, almost 7% in 10 years. That's a significant change to the better for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Joe, they cut it in half pretty much, you know, going from 17 to 9% in terms of the missed calls. And that's what you like to see, right? We've talked about this before. When you're betting the game, you just want to have it go, you know, the right way. You want the integrity there. You don't want something, a blown call, to mess it up. So I like that they're getting better at it. You know, with the idea of them punching them out on balls, you know, this idea that maybe umpires just like, you know, they like the idea of the punch out. You know, we see videos all the time on social media about dramatic punch-out calls, right?
Yeah.
Guys doing spins and putting all sorts of stuff on it. And here's the other thing. Joe, you played ball. You played ball like me. There is a saying, when you have two strikes on you, there's some pitches that are, quote-unquote, too close to take. right?
Correct.
And that's the thing. They could be just off the black, but you can't give the umpire that opportunity to punch you out. You know what I mean? You got to get the bat off your shoulder, that sort of thing. There are some that are too close to take. And when you say 14 in a game, that's less than one per half inning. You know, so I'm not, this is a subjective thing. What I'd be interested in, because they're doing that data, right? They're doing that with the quote unquote technical strike zone. But
right.
Joe, you and I both know every umpire has a slightly different strike zone. It's
That's
up
correct.
A little bit. It's down a little bit. You know, some umpires squeeze you. Some umpires are wider. And the thing is, pitchers and hitters know that. They have
right.
a book on the umpire also. They know, you know, but technically, Joe, you know, and you and I were playing back in the day. Technically, you know, it's like the armpits, the lettering here, you know, and that's not called a strike in Major League Baseball ever.
Yep.
You know what
nope.
I mean? So the technical strike zone versus what umpires do in a subjective case-by-case basis is something that I would question not the validity of this study, but how it was considered that every umpire does, in fact, have a different strike zone. And we know this already.
Well, it's never going to be perfect because as long right. as you have humans making
well, they got the robot
you know, split
umps,
second
they got the robot umps
calls,
coming.
Well, that's the whole point is that they've right. been doing this study because, make no mistake, baseball is looking into replacing umpires, any subjective calls, by using technology. And what this study has shown is that the umpires have gotten better at, the missed calls or wasn't even close. They've gotten it down. They've improved since 2008. So over 10 years, they've cut that bad call situation in half. And, you know, just 1.5 per innings is not a bad way to go. Not to mention, don't forget, the game today, strikeout, home run, strikeout, home run. There's not a lot of guys looking to work counts anymore. So the numbers are getting better as well. It's still very subjective. I like it. I think it's a part of the game. I like the fact that it's improved. It hasn't gotten worse. But at the same time, if they're really thinking about putting technology behind home plate and that's what's going to call balls and strikes, that's going to change the game forever. I mean, I don't think you can ever go back because isn't the whole subjectiveness, the whole purpose of knowing who the ump is? And,
yeah.
you know, even today we talk about, all right, now who are the umpires? They're better to the under. They're better to the over. Their strike zone sucks. Their strike zone is huge. So, you know, knowing that is part of the game. If it's just straight up and straight down, oh, look, here's the technology. Oh, man, that's a slippery slope as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and Joe, you know, more than any other sport, baseball kind of romanticizes its past, right? It romanticizes, in my opinion, also like the human error. We see highlights of Earl Weaver running up and, you know, and arguing at umps. We see Billy Martin shucking dirt on umps. That's part of the story of baseball also. And I understand you want to get it right, but I don't see them doing away with the human element of baseball anytime soon, especially because it is the sport that kind of is always nostalgic about its past, you know? And so I don't see the umpire is a big part of the game. I don't think robot umps are coming anytime soon. And like you said, it's good. I think the number you said is it went down from like 17% down to 9%. So that shows progress. Even if like the threat of technology is a swift kick in the butt for umpires, you know, to get it right and be closer to the letter of the law, I'm all for it.
Yep. And also maybe the best thing that they came up with and found was that younger umpires are way more accurate than the more experienced umpires in Major League Baseball. So they might have stumbled onto that says, listen, as much as we love the Joe West of the world,
right.
maybe we should start rotating more younger guys in sooner than later.
They should recertify it every 5 years. Like, I believe people over 60 should have to take a driver's test.
There might be something to that. We'll do some of the Make It Rain calls and plays of the day. That's coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So dailyroto.com projections are now live for the 2019 Masters Tournament, and guess who's at the top? That'll be Rory McIlroy's top priced option. And if you are not a member, you can go for the green with dailyroto.com and use the promo code MASTERS19 and get yourself a 10% discount off their premium fantasy golf and betting tools. It's 10% off dailyroto.com. Premium fantasy golf and betting tools with promo code MASTER19. That's dailyroto.com, where millionaires are made. And we're going to do, bring one of the daily fantasy golf experts on the on the show tomorrow, right? We're going to be able to get him
Colin
in. And
Drew.
Colin is one of the best that there is, and so tomorrow it will kind of be do or die. Got to kind of get those bets in ahead of time. Thursday will be the day as the Masters gets ready to take center stage. Good stuff there, and plenty going on. You know, there's some little Champions League soccer going on here week. We've got a whole lot of big names taking center stage. You've got the Masters. You've got Major League Baseball. You've got a couple of games in the NBA tonight, of course. You know, in the NBA, where are we on the actual standings as far as the playoffs go? What exactly is left? I think Portland tonight can clinch the number four seed. I'm pretty sure in the West that Portland wins tonight. They lock up the four seed. It's theirs. They can't be caught by Utah. I think that's it. So they'd be locked into one of the top four spots. But Utah is still available. I think they're only a game behind Utah right now as well with two to play.
Yeah, that is the case. What I'm looking at, though, honestly, Joe, is the bottom of the East, right? You got Detroit in action today. You got Miami in action tonight as well. That's where I think is going to be kind of the last game. You know, you got Detroit hosting Memphis, and I believe your Heat
at home
are hosting Philly as well. And you know, honestly, Philly does not have much to play for, Joe. Philly
Nothing,
is locked
right?
into the three seed. Philly's right. locked into the three seed. As we know, Miami does have something to play for. Miami at home, you know, trying to push D Wade over the finish line. I know you generally don't like the idea of these guys got to win, especially when we're talking about a team that's three games under 500, Joe. But might Philly also, you know, rest some of their injured guys, like an Embiid, let's say? You know, I mean, could the chips fall right for a little Miami action tonight?
Well, you know, especially, but if Detroit wins, right?
And they're done, right?
They're clinched, right? I'm pretty sure, because I think Detroit is what, one? They're not
Detroit,
tied with
if they win, yeah. If Detroit wins one more, they're done. Miami has two games left. The best they can get is, if they win them both, is 40-42. That's the best Miami can do if they win today and tomorrow. Detroit already is at 39-41. So
if they win both. All right, so if Detroit wins today and then wins tomorrow, they lock it up.
Tiebreaker is, you know, against Miami, let's say, in their season series, because they might, the magic number might only be one, Joe.
I'm trying to see here who owns the tiebreaker there, because that's the real question is, if Detroit wins, there's still one game left and there's still one game over. But I don't know that Detroit owns the tie, because it's got to be not just Miami. Don't forget Charlotte is in here
Charlotte's
as well.
Charlotte's there as well. Right.
Yeah. So Charlotte, Miami, Detroit, the tiebreakers are probably different for each of those of those situations.
It's a three-way or heads up, you know.
Yeah,
that's
Detroit
what I'm going to be looking at, the bottom of the East.
Yeah, Detroit definitely controls its own destiny right now. And listen, does it really make a difference who the number 8 seed is? Who are they going to take on here? Who's going to be Toronto? I mean, is that what we're looking at? That's your prize for battling in here. Is congratulations, you get to take on Toronto in the first round. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Here's the other thing that's interesting for me, Joe, is this in the West, right? In the West, we talk about how Denver's so great at home. Don't look now. But the Rockets and the Nuggets, okay? The Rockets and the Nuggets for the 2 seed in the West, Houston is only half a game back, okay? Houston is only half a game back of Denver for that 2 seed in the West. And if they faced each other in the 2-3, you know, I think it's going to be very important for Denver to have home court advantage. And if you look tonight, listen, both of those teams are on the road against quality opponents, Joe. That could be very interesting as well. The Nuggets on the road in Utah, the Rockets on the road in Oklahoma City. Those are going to be games. Both teams in those games will be, you know, competing. Let's say the Jazz have some flexibility. The Thunder still could be 6, 7, or 8, you know. And so all four of those teams in those two games, and those are good teams, Joe, all have something to play for. You have taught me, though, that the Nuggets are not the same away from home. The Jazz are pretty good at home. I'm looking at that one. There are no lines that I see just yet for that one. But that might be where I go as well. Those games in the West. Denver,
quietly.
Utah, Houston, and OKC.
Quietly, the Jazz have been one of the hottest teams, one of the best teams actually in the NBA as of late. So interesting stuff there. Still something to be played for with 2 days left in the season, 2 games left, so which is good stuff. But these guys absolutely control their own destiny. You win and you're in. It's just that it's that kind of simple there. You can clinch it and be done with it. Just don't screw it up. So when you circle some of those games, at least the one thing that you can be assured is the starters are going to be playing. They are going to be going full board. You don't have to worry about motivation and are they going to play? Is there going to be load management? There ain't going to be any load management with these teams. They've got to win to be in. Now, in Major League Baseball, there's a couple of interesting games on the card today. And, of course, the one that sticks out to me is the biggest favorite and the biggest number, of course, that being the Boston Red Sox, who are finally back home here today. And wouldn't you know it, the Boston Red Sox are hosting the lowly Toronto Blue Jays, who are just abysmal on so many levels. But the number is monstrous. I think it's -220 Boston at home. They're getting their rings today, right? The ring ceremony.
You just see Gronk and Brady out there as well.
Yeah, Chris Sale is going to be on the mound, taking on Shoemaker. I mean, it is a monster number at -220. The over-under, I think, is a little interesting, too, is 7.5. I think a lot of people were looking with Sale on the mound that maybe that should be maybe 7, 6.5. But the big question, of course, with Chris Sale is the velocity. Will it be there? Won't it be there? And, you know, they're going to be pumped up. And I think we're going to learn a lot about this Boston team here today. But that's still way too much. That's a lot of juice there at -220 to lay for a team that, yes, it's nice to get home, but I don't quite trust the Boston. I don't trust the Boston Red Sox just yet. Do you? So,
I was looking at that one too, Joe. I was looking at that one too, and I'm gonna take Boston first five. I think I'm gonna take Boston first five, and I'm gonna lay a half run to try and get that juice all the way down. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
Ooh,
because
like
to your point, Joe, they're gonna be jacked up. You're gonna have Gronk and Tom Brady hyping the crowd. They are back home, and you know the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe. Do you know that already this season? This is crazy. There's 11 games so far they've played. They have been no hit through six innings five times, Joe.
Oh my word!
So far this season. Okay, so far this season, that speaks to me that they got no kind of offense to speak of. I think Sale back on the bump at Fenway with the crowd hyped and all that good stuff, home opener. I think it's a safe bet. I think, and I'm going to lay the half run, right? So I think Boston gets out ahead early, maybe riding this momentum, riding the juice in the building. I do think Sale, remember, you told me about Sale also, and I then dug into the numbers, and you were like, oh, he couldn't get it done. I was like, Joe, he pitched six innings and gave up one run. The strikeouts weren't there, but, you know, he's still pitching to a decent ERA, you know, in that last outing. So I think you're right. I saw Boston in the home opener. It was like minus 240, minus 250. I'm going to try and get that down into more like the minus 130 range, and I can do that laying a half run first five. For the Bo Sox and Sale, I think that's where I'm going.
Not a bad way to go here. As we look at some of these games, and you got to be, you got to be looking forward to seeing them finally at home, having an opportunity to sleep in their own beds. It was a long ass season, road trip there to start the year, but they're back. Also, keep in mind some afternoon baseball. Not only Toronto and Boston, but you also have Cleveland at Detroit. How about Detroit quietly rattling off wins left and right? Kluber on the
Zimmerman
mound there today.
First two starts also. Yes. Jordan Zimmerman like harkening back like it's 2014 all of a sudden.
Yep. Tampa Bay at Chicago. A little afternoon baseball once again there. Charlie Morton taking on Irvin Santana. Miami is on the road at Cincinnati. Maybe a team they can finally beat. You've got Oakland just embarrassed getting a beat. Embarrassed by Baltimore last night. That was terrible. Game two between Washington and Philadelphia. Philadelphia wins again. Strasburg going up against Nola. If you want to look at maybe some first five situations there, some of these pitching matchups
it's
here today.
It's DeGrom day, Joe. I could lay the half run for DeGrom and get it down to minus 120. And Joe, also listen, Minnesota comes into Citi Field. That's an AL team. They haven't seen DeGrom. You know, they haven't seen DeGrom even more. So I might like that. I might go on I can get DeGrom laying half a run, minus 130. I might do both of these. I might ride with DeGrom and Sale today.
What do you think of the Yankees in game two? They're going up against Garrett Cole in Houston. They had that game last night, and they blew it. They ended up giving it back there. And against Verlander.
This can go anywhere. I'm off.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to look to as well. That's
right. Like Yankees and Astros are two teams, both like two favorites for the World Series. Why am I going to fight them against each other when I can get DeGrom on the hill or the Bo Sox home opener?
Yep. L.A. taking on St. Louis. St. Louis ended up taking care of business at home. The Dodgers looked pretty much unbeatable, except they continue to be on the road there. St. Louis got them yesterday by a run, 4-3. I'd like, you know, San Diego, San Francisco, Lucchesi on the mound once again for San Diego. I don't think he fared that well his last time out. But Derek Holland quietly, I like San Francisco to bounce back. They gave up, you know, they were up 5-0 in that game yesterday, and then gave Bumgarner. And then the bullpen just absolutely blew it for him. But I do like I like San Francisco to bounce back here today against San Diego at home. I think they'll show up here today. Derek Holland a lot better than people have given him credit for. So I do like San Francisco at first glance. And you're right, DeGrom. I'm going five. I'm going first five innings here, man. I'm going DeGrom, the under, the most profitable pitcher over the last couple of years when it comes to betting. First five unders, and that's where I'll be going here today. All right, good luck to you guys here today. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. We get to do it all over again. Gabe Morenci coming your way the morning after. We'll talk a little Masters tomorrow. We'll get you all set up for the week. Make it rain here, people. Make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good luck to you today.
Have a good one.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for news updates and handicapping. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Who in their right mind thought starting a national championship game at 9:20 on the East Coast on a Monday night is somehow supposed to be good for the game or good for anybody actually, you know, with a job or any kid? Like, how are you supposed to get people interested in college hoops and grow the sport when nobody in their right mind is going to stay up till 12 o'clock watching this damn game? Nobody in their right mind who has a job is going to, they're going to miss the end of the game. Nobody's calling in sick to watch Virginia and Texas Tech. But it's, to me, it's just ridiculous. No kids on the East Coast got to see maybe a minute or two of it and then had to go to bed. And you're not endearing yourself to anybody. And I've said this for years. The fact that you don't move the semifinals to Thursday and the finals to Saturday or Sunday blows my mind as to why in the world we are waiting until a Monday night at 9:20. I don't care where the game is played, why you're waiting till 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And by the way, newsflash, all of the ratings that matter and all of the, you know, all of the sponsor money that matters comes from the East Coast. So it's nice to people in California. It's only 6 o'clock. Yay. Newsflash, nobody cares about you, okay? Certainly not sponsors, all right? So that is why everything starts at 8 o'clock on the East Coast time, or 7 o'clock, or hell, I don't know, here's a novel idea. Play the damn championship game on a Saturday or Sunday and move everything back a little. I have no idea who and they keep doing this year after year, and I get reminded of it year after year. It's the stupidest thing in the world to start this game and expect people not only to watch it, but then, you know, you get pumped up. You want to watch all the stuff, the interviews afterwards. You know, they had this whole thing, one shining moment that was going to air. Nobody saw that. Like, nobody in their right mind was going to get up and watch and stay up for that and possibly call in for work, Dane. Stupidest thing I've ever heard. I don't for the life of me understand it. I really don't.
Yeah, and I hear you. Listen, as soon as they went to overtime, I struggled to keep my eyes open. And I was like, damn, I got to wake up in like 4 hours. You know what I mean? So I completely empathize with you, Joe. And also, you know, we talked about this with like WrestleMania that just went long. I mentioned like these pay-per-view fights that start at like midnight, 12:30 on the East Coast. We talk about how football games run long. We talk about how the World Series has games that start at 9 p.m. We're going to see the NBA playoffs with the same thing. I actually think you're actually right. They should move these things a little bit earlier. And it's funny, Joe, when I think of how in the first and second rounds, how the March Madness is so catered to the fan experience, right? The viewing experience. For God's sakes, we have games on True TV, right? That's part of what you watch. That's part of what you love so much for the beginning of the Madness, that you have them on four channels and stuff. You would think the NCAA would be sensitive to the fan viewing experience and move these games a little bit earlier. I like your idea of having them on weekends as well. Joe, you know, do it Friday, Sunday, or do it Thursday, Saturday. Doesn't the women's championship do it on a Sunday even? Like,
it was pretty much over on Sunday night.
Notre Dame and Baylor, mm-hmm. Wasn't that a Sunday night? Why don't we do it in the, you know, take a page out of the women?
I would even bring more
ratings to the women's game, Joe. You know, absolutely. If you had, like, the women's championship on at, 3 p.m. on Sunday, and it goes into the men's championship at 5:30 or 6. If you want to boost the women's game, put it right there with the men's game on a Sunday afternoon.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.